A long camping adventure at Lake Michigan. I arrived in Lidington, Michigan at 5 a.m. or so. I parked at the nearby huge supermarket parking lot and took a long nap. I like driving at night. There's no traffic, and that stretch of the woods seems quite safe. When I came to, I went to the supermarket to get some ice cream. I found a white chocolate bar named after a large caliber revolver. Fair enough. I bought a bunch of junk too, and a magnesium fire starter that I never figured out how to use, but buried under a tree that I still remember well. I also bought a blueberry drink mix that later, in my love of life, I would put in my rice dinner. It did not look as good as the idea and tasted just as awful. I drove up to the Lidington State Park and immediately disgusted a wise park ranger by wearing multiple fanny packs like a proper scientist, programmer, and adventurer would. I took one night in the park proper. I love people watching. It was really nice. But I also reserved 2 solid weeks over at Jack Pine Hiking Sites, which were about a 30-minute walk. I arrived at the sites, set up camp, climbed atop the dune that sheltered the sites from Lake Michigan's winds, and sat there, sucking oxygen, as the dune was quite sandy, and even the biggest steps earned you no more than 2 inches worth of progress. Oh yeah. And also spiders. It wasn't long before I became a Jack Pine native and got described by the local scouts.
Look at him over there walking with a swagger.
No, I think I was just being slow. And by that time, a bit uneven from all the fanny packs being stuffed with fossils and fancy seashells, some of which I would buy at the supermarket. They were like ocean seashells, and then drop them by the lake to get everyone excited about all the treasures they can find by Lake Michigan. I was very happy to see all those people get excited about seashells with a coat of varnish. Halfway through my stay, I've noticed that the local raccoons accepted me as their own. You can only wash so much in the lake. And that is when I remembered that on the first day, the campers seemed to have been bringing towels to the large restroom area, which made me wonder if maybe they had showers over there. As the sun went down, I put my raccoon hat on and silently tiptoed to the interesting little building. I had to sneak a boot a little bit as I wasn't sure if Jack Pine wildebeests were allowed to take showers in the main area. And in no time, I was enjoying a hot and very long shower that probably used up all the hot water. I don't think I've ever been that clean before, certainly not by stealing a hot shower. All the local mosquitoes immediately fell in a fragrant mist of deadly DEET that I whipped out of my fanny pack. I was expecting them. Now, smelling of sophistication, good old Irish soap, and pine trees that the bug spray people cleverly added to the deadly broth, I made my way back That's actually where I ran into that darn owl. And before falling asleep, now booted out of my raccoon squad for not smelling like trash anymore, I decided that I was ready for Nordhaus. As I was leaving the state park, the park ranger actually remembered me, and nodding in disbelief said, "You had the perfect weather, didn't you? It didn't rain at all." I didn't even notice that the whole time I was there, there wasn't a single cloud in the sky. I was having way too much fun. I drove a huge circle around the entire state park and spent 3 more weeks at Nordhaus Dunes. One night sleeping in a thunderstorm, another noticing that the dune grass glows with a mysterious faint blue light. Ooh. After a month and a half long adventure, I returned to my apartment, but did not dare to remove my equipment from the trunk. Oh no. And I loved every grain of beach sand that got into my car. I had respect for it. And just as the end of summer was nearing, I got into my car again and drove directly to Nordhaus this time for a long and restful 3-week stay. Oh, yeah.